A year ago today, Airbnb made a splashy announcement. The company told its employees, you can now live and work anywhere. Well, the following week, Airbnb's job site got a million page views. NPR's Andrea Hsu checked in on how things have been going since.
When Airbnb employee Carrie Kissel found out that she could work from anywhere, she was on a sailboat off the coast of Key Biscayne, enjoying some time off with her partner. She thought, why not just stay on the boat? So she did, and soon she had a routine.
I woke up, I made coffee, I had breakfast, I opened my computer.
She'd have meetings, she'd work on projects, and at the end of the day,
I close my laptop and, you know, go snorkeling.
Airbnb's live and work anywhere policy is pretty much what it sounds like. Employees can work from home, anywhere in the country where they're based, or they can go to an Airbnb office. There are 26 of them around the world. Kissel does that sometimes now that she's back on land.
I come into the office, I don't know, once a week or so.
Employees can also work from other countries for up to 90 days per year per country. Steve Stetcher, a quality assurance manager, has found a way for his family to spend lots of time in Argentina.
Hola, dile hola.
Where the cost of living is far lower.
Yeah, I think it's about 30 or 40% of the cost of living in San Francisco.
It's allowed his wife, Anna, who used to work in banking, to stay home with their young children and, of course, travel.
It's just amazing. It's just so nice.
Airbnb's policy stands out at a time when more workers are back in their offices at least a few days a week. The Pew Research Center found that among people who can work from home, just over a third are still fully remote. That's down from 43% a year ago. Of course, Airbnb has an obvious business interest in all of this. The more people who can just jet off somewhere with their laptops, the more potential Airbnb guests and hosts. But the company's chief financial officer, Dave Stevenson, says live and work anywhere is really about something else. Winning the global war for talent.
The best talent in the world is not all within a 50-mile radius of San Francisco.
And nowadays, the best talent in the world wants to know,
how many days a week do I have to be in the office? You know, where can I live?
Nearly all of Airbnb employees used to live near an office. That's changing fast. Now, almost a quarter live more than 50 miles from an office. Still, Stevenson says, don't be mistaken.
We are not remote first. We think it's incredibly important that people do work together in person.
He says it's critical for getting work done and done well. They're just being intentional about how they do it.
So it's not a random 3 days a week where you hope to run into people at a water cooler.
Quite the opposite. In fact, they have a whole team called Ground Control that plans highly coordinated in-person gatherings, ensuring that the right team of, say, software developers are in the right place at the right time. Stevenson is pleased with how it's going so far. After laying off a quarter of its employees early in the pandemic, the business recovered, and he says has never performed better.
You know, we added 900,000 hosts last year. We have 6.6 million around the world. Strong revenue growth.
Moreover, he says, people are happy. The attrition rate is close to an all-time low and falling, and it's helping with other goals. The company has recruited more underrepresented minorities and women over the past year, including into tech roles. Benny Etienne is a leader with Black At. That's Airbnb's affinity group for Black employees.
Now that we're in a live anywhere context, it really gives us an opportunity to cater to different needs.
And different personalities. People who thrive on office life can still go to an office. People who want to be closer to family can do that. Now, so far, only a modest share of Airbnb employees have taken advantage of the program. Etienne, who spent the winter and spring in Mexico, is urging anyone who can shake things up to try it.
Just do it for a week. Like, go work somewhere else for a week, even if it's not even in a different country.
It does wonders for your mental health, she promises. And there is one more upside for the company. Dave Stevenson says, even though they're flying people in for gatherings, company travel is down compared to before COVID, and their office footprint has shrunk dramatically to less than half of what it was.
So net, we're actually spending less overall.
He says, live and work anywhere may not work for all companies, but it's certainly working for them. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.